That's basically what it's like.
$20,000 tents are supposed to last for longer than.
They basically told us they put it up for the ribbon cutting out here.
Left it.
And she didn't say they left it, but she said it got tore up.
Got tore up because they left it?
Yeah, that's how, I mean, it had to have been. Or you should have known better than.
You know what that is? That's Osage in it right here.
That's tradition.
That's Osage in it. Just get a new one.
Yeah.
Good morning. I'd like to call the 9th Osage Nation Congress to order. Today's date is April 14, 2025. The time is 10:01 a.m. This is day 13 of our HUNCA session. Congressman Tillman, could you please take care of today's prayer?
Dear Father God, we come to you this morning and we thank you again, Father, for this gift of life. We thank you for your love, and we want you to also know that we love you. Father, it's Easter season. We go into this Holy Week, the final week of the Lenten season, and we put our focus on your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, we continue to ask you for the wisdom and the knowledge of what this really means to Christian people. Father, we pray for our Osage people, wherever they may be, from our children to our elders. And we pray that you take care of them, Father. Take care of them and see over them and watch over them and make sure that they're not lonely. Make sure that they're not hungry. Make sure that they have homes and families that they can come to. And those that are without, Father, we just ask that you give them that way that's going to give them peace and love in their hearts. And that's through you, Father God, through you. Father, we pray this in your Son's name, Jesus Christ, amen.
Thank you, Congressman Tillman. Clerk, roll call, please.
Congressman Bighorse.
Present.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Present.
Second Speaker Hamilton.
Here.
Congressman Keene.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Redcorn.
Here.
Congresswoman Rivard. Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Assistant Chief Walker.
Here.
Speaker Shaw.
Present. We do have a quorum. We are now on approval of the journal dated April 11, 2025.
Madam Speaker.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Motion to approve the journal as presented for 4/11/2025.
There's a motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, please say no. Motion passes. Thank you. We are now on reports of select committees. Congressman Keene.
Thank you, Speaker. The Rules, Ethics, and Engrossment Committee met last Friday. First up is Bill number ONCA 2543, an act to require a resolution of the Osage Nation Congress to make request to acquire land in trust status and establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Revard. Final committee action is due passes properly engrossed with two yes votes from Big Horse and Keene. The second bill was Bill number ONCA 25-49, an act to repeal the Master Campus Plan Fund and establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Revard. Final committee action is due passes properly engrossed with two yes votes from Big Horse and Keene. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman Keene. We are now on introduction to bills and or resolutions. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I do have a few, so if you'll bear with me. I'd like to introduce ONCA 2567, an act to require the Osage Nation to provide reasonable accommodations to pregnant women in employment, to prohibit retaliation for requesting or utilizing a reasonable accommodation, and to establish an alternate effective date. Madam Speaker, may I continue?
Yes, please.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Reading in ONCA 2568, an act to establish a rental assistance program for elders and to establish an alternate effective date. Madam Speaker, ONCA 2569, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $500,000 to the executive branch for rental assistance for the rental assistance program and to establish an alternate effective date. ONCA 2570, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $1 million to Monjeska Odatsi, a place to borrow money as loan capital for the purposes of home mortgage loans, rehabilitation loans, and refinance loans, and to establish an alternate effective date. ONCA 2571, an act to amend the Treasury Law at 15 ONC Section 2304 to require the Principal Chief to appoint a treasurer within 120 days. And to establish an alternate effective date. ONCA 2572, an act to amend the Attorney General Law 15 ONC 3106 to require the Principal Chief to appoint an Attorney General within 120 days. To amend 15 ONC 3109 to state that only the Attorney General may issue Attorney General opinions and to establish an alternate effective date. ONCA 2573, an act to establish a tort claims process for the Osage Nation for the benefit of the public and to establish an alternate effective date. And Madam Speaker, what will be, I believe, 2574 is an act to require a waiver of sovereign immunity for the Osage Nation on a limited basis for lawsuits to be filed by the Osage Nation and other jurisdictions and to establish an alternate effective date. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Thank you. Any other introductions of bills or resolutions? We're now on bills and resolutions on first reading. Congressman Hamilton.
Reading in ONCA 2562, an act to amend ONCA 2158 to decrease the appropriation to the executive branch of American Rescue Plan Act ARPA funds for an adult male and female primary residential treatment facility, an adolescent male and female PRT, a transitional living facility, and a counseling center with administrative and counseling offices in the amount of $358,150 and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you, Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, members of Congress, and the listening audience. I'm reading in ONCA
2563, an act to authorize and appropriate $250,000 to the tobacco retailers who are owed money pursuant to law and to establish an alternate effective date. And on this introduction, I'd like to say that this is a result of ONCA 2540 not being executed and paying our tobacco retailers. We had in special session, we passed that law back in February of this year of 25. And when I got to session this time, I was alarmed to find out that they had not been paid. I believe that the law we passed was a good law, that everybody understood it. In fact, the figures that I have to, that I put in this bill were established by that law. So I think we need to have a conversation about that this session. I think we're going to, and I look forward to that. This appropriation bill is a backup plan to get our retailers paid. They've been owed money from January. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Congresswoman Redcorn.
Thank you, Speaker. Reading in ONCA 25-64, an act to amend Chapter 1 of the Osage Nation Revenue and Taxation Act and to establish an alternate effective date. Speaker, may I continue?
Yes, please.
Thank you. Reading in ONCA 25-65, an act to repeal ONCA 25-40 to amend Chapter 2 of the Revenue and Taxation Act of 2006 to recognize the nation's tobacco tax compact with the state of Oklahoma, to establish the tax rate on cigarettes and other tobacco products sold within the Osage Reservation, to amend Section 2-114 to establish the Compact Payment Revolving Fund, to establish compact payment allocation payments for retailers, and to establish an alternate effective date. Reading in ONCA 25-66, an act to establish law governing the registration and titling of manufactured homes within the Osage Reservation, and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you, Congresswoman Redcorn. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I'm reading ONCR 2513, a resolution to direct the Treasurer, Clark Batson, to execute the Charles Schwab application agreement without altering it and to direct distribution of rebate funds to the tobacco retailers as set out in Osage law.
Thank you. ONCA 2562 will be assigned to the Appropriations Committee. ONCA 2563 will be assigned to the Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee. ONCA 2564 will be assigned to the Government Operations Committee. ONCA 2565 will be assigned to the Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee. ONCA 2566 will be assigned to the Government Operations Committee. And ONCR 2513 will be assigned to the Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee. We are now on General Order Day 2, where amendments may be proposed. ONCA 2545, an act to amend ONCA 2215 to increase the appropriation of American Rescue Plan Act ARPA funds to the executive branch for the CARES continuation projects for the Museum, Language, and Culture Departments in the amount of $51,230 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Hamilton. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Hearing none, we're now on ONCA 2547. An act to authorize and appropriate $3,000 to the Hominy Friends Church and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Goodfox. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Hearing none, we're now on ONCA 2552. An act to amend ONCA 2294 to provide supplemental appropriations to the executive branch and non-tribal funds in the amount of $54,641 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Hamilton. Are there any amendments to be proposed? ONCA 2553, an act to amend ONCA 2470 to authorize IDC Communications to move $20,000 to professional fees and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Hamilton. Are there any amendments to be proposed? ONCA 2558, an act to amend ONCA 2383 to provide supplemental appropriations to the executive branch in the amount of $278,262 of non-tribal funds and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Hamilton. Are there any amendments to be proposed? ONCA 2559, an act to amend ONCA 2475 to provide supplemental appropriations to the executive branch in the amount of $404,719 of non-tribal funds and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Hamilton. Are there any amendments to be proposed? ONCA 2545, ONCA 2547, ONCA 2552, ONCA 2553, ONCA 2558, and ONCA 2559 will advance to third reading after engrossment on the next day's agenda. We're now in general order day three, where amendments are voted on in the order received. Hearing none, we'll move on to bills and resolutions on third reading. ONCA 2543, an act to require a resolution of the Osage Nation Congress to make requests to acquire land in trust status and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Brevard. The sponsor is absent today. Is there a co-sponsor? Is there anyone that would like to speak for or against this piece of legislation? Hearing none, the question is, shall ONCA 2543 pass? Clark?
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman? Yes. Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congressman Bickhorst?
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Second Speaker Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Speaker Shaw?
Yes. ONCA 2543 passes. There is an alternate effective date. All those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, please say no. The alternate effective date passes. ONCA 2543 will be advanced to enrollment. ONCA 2549, an act to repeal the Master Campus Plan Fund and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Revard. Is there a co-sponsor that would like to speak? Are there any members that would like to speak for or against this legislation? The question is, shall ONCA 2549 pass? Clerk?
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congressman Bickhorst?
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Second Speaker Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Speaker Shaw?
Yes. ONCA 2549 passes. There is an alternate effective date. All those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, please say no. The alternate effective date passes. ONCA 2549 will be advanced to enrollment. We are now on motions and notices. Congresswoman Goodfox.
Rules and Ethics will meet IFS to 1, and we'll start at 10:30, and then Government Operations will meet tomorrow from 10 till noon.
Thank you very much. We're now on adjournment. Congresswoman Goodfox.
Motion to adjourn us until 10 a.m. on Wednesday.
Second. Motion and second. All those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, please say no. We are adjourned. Thank you and have a good day.
Thank you.